Venerable sir, as beginners, do we need to get guidance from an experienced supervisor or teacher before we start meditation? When we start on our own, it's very difficult to concentrate. Thousands and thousands of thoughts come in and go. Could you please explain us the easiest and the best meditation for us to start with? Blessings of the Noble Triple John.
Easiest and the best. I think I prefer to answer like you can start with walking meditation rather than sitting, because walking is fairly challenging on the in one sense, and on the other hand it is giving you some kind of a controllability, because when you come to sit for a beginner, when breath becomes subtler, you start sleeping. Because if you are coming from a very, very busy life, kind of if you have a very busy life pattern, and if you are coming for meditation, quite natural that you fall asleep. Because this breathing becomes very gentle, very softer, and you can't bear it, and you can simply easily go to sleep. So, but it does not mean that you should not meditate, but you have to continue. But on the other hand, the walking meditation, you can't easily sleep while walking. So therefore you can start walking. So one easy way is that when your left foot is touching the ground, you can simply note it, like this is the left. And please do it when you are very sure that now the foot has touched the ground. And you feel it. It is not that your imagination, rather you directly feel that your left foot has now 100% touched the ground. And then you are noting it, confirming it, telling, okay, it is the left. It is not the right, it is the left. You are 100% sure. Then your right foot is touching the ground, and now it has happened, and you are confirming that it is the right. It is not the left, it is the right. So likewise, if you are confirming like this, if you are noting like this, labeling like this, so then this, as the question mentioned, your mind typically distracts either to the past or to the future. That is the nature of the mind. But more and more you confirm this bodily experience. Right now it is the left foot, and now it has touched, and now you are sure and you are confirming it, this is the left. And it helps to anchor your mind very well. Because at the beginning, it is a must to have a very strong anchoring point for the mind. Some kind of a ground to establish. So this left foot now is giving that facility. Now your right foot is touching the ground and you are well aware of it. And now it has touched and now you are confirming it. It is the right. So likewise, if you can carry on, say if you are successful for five foot, then it doesn't matter. That's more than enough. Next time you try to make it 6 foot. Next time maybe 7 foot, like that. So likewise, you have to give a kind of an achievable target and then slowly, slowly move forward. And don't try to give a very big, unachievable, unrealistic target, then you will fail. Rather give something possible, doable, and then happy about it, be contented about it. So basically, at the beginning, even if you can, say, move several steps, say 3 steps, 4 steps, mindfully, without much distraction, that's more than enough. And then try to make it 5, 6 steps, 7 steps. So likewise, you have to gradually improve it, gradually increase it. And as you develop mindfulness through walking, then you can bring that developed mindfulness to sitting. And then you are comfortable, you have at least tasted mindfulness, what is the taste of the present moment, and now you can try to be aware of what you can feel in the posture. I mean, don't immediately try anapanasati, because anapanasati is might be difficult at the beginning. So try to understand, right now I am sitting, I am not walking, I am not standing, I am not lying down, I am now comfortably sitting. So what you feel by sitting? Okay, my left left foot is touching the ground, my right foot is touching the left foot, my right hand is on my left hand, my arms are resting comfortably on my lap, my head is straight, my eyes are closed. So those are indications telling us now our awareness is well composed within this posture, in the present moment. We are not in the past, not thinking about the future and daydreaming and lost in the thoughts. Rather, we are well aware of the present moment. There are certain indications, very simple indications, telling us, okay, we are in the present moment. So few things what I have mentioned, like your, say, touching points. Your left foot is touching the cushion, maybe right foot is touching the left foot. You may feel the weight of the body. You may feel the pressure points on your cushion. Maybe you can feel the warmth of the two hands. Maybe your eyes are closed, you can feel that. Maybe you can feel the sound of the fan. Maybe you can feel the heat. So these, everything, even though they appear like very trivial things, they are actually telling us that we are in the present moment. We are living now in the present, not lost in the past, not lost in the future. So therefore, we have to appreciate this very simple present moment. Present moment is not complicated, it is not complex, it's utterly simple. So if we can come back to this simplicity, if you can come back to this very simple awareness, so how I know now my mind is in the present moment? So these are the simple indications. So if you go through them one by one, then you are scanning your body one by one. Maybe all these points, you are fully aware of yourself. So as you are training yourself like this, then you may be able to understand, okay, this body is naturally breathing. It does not need your assistance to breathe. Rather, it itself is breathing. So this finding is very interesting. And then you can simply allow your body to breathe. Actually, for you to understand that and completely allow body to breathe without putting your hand, without disturbing yourself, without purposely doing anything. If you can simply allow body to breathe naturally as the way it likes. So it actually takes some time. Because we are like control freak. So we always want to put our hand, control it. I need it longer, I need it shorter. So we need to control. It is not the way. So let it happen as the way it likes. I am just a passive observer. I am just watching. Let it be longer, I am ready to accept it. Let it be shorter, more than enough, no problem. Maybe subtle breath, no problem. Maybe gross breath, no problem. So I have no preferences. So more and more you have this openness, more and more you are aware of this breathing, natural breathing, then slowly, slowly you will understand what is mindfulness. Slowly, slowly you will understand how to let go these different, distractions and the storytelling and all these things. And these are the developments. So this is how we all have to begin. It is not that we are immediately in this life, once we cross-legged, our mind stays 1 hour undisturbed in perfect samadhi. Nobody can do that. So everyone begins as a very sort of a trainee, as a beginner, and then we have to step by step develop naturally, develop step by step. Yeah. So that is the best. That is the best and the fastest route.